Another important aspect or reason for doing strength-based work is that it can produce important clues as to what needs to be done in treatment. One of the things that I like to do with the children and families that I have served in the past is to tackle some of the most long-standing challenges for families and for youth and working with them on those. I need every single tool I can bring to the table to try to do it. If a small behavioral plan would do it, that child and family probably wouldn't be coming to my attention. So one of the things that I begin to think about is, when I do a strength-based assessment, if a strength exists, despite these really serious problems that brought us into this partnership together, wouldn't I want to know what's going on with that? What's maintaining that particular strength, despite everything? And why would I want to know that? Well, number one, I would want to make sure that I wouldn't want to unintentionally have my treatment plan take away that strength. For example, typically with kids, when we're doing behavioral planning, we're looking for something that we can use as response cost, something that'll make a difference to them if they were to lose it. That's something that'll keep them in line, and we need those things. Using response costs is extremely effective in motivating youth, and so we're struggling. But what do they really like to do, and what would really make a difference if they lost access to that thing? You need to be very careful when you're designing that. You need to do a strength-based assessment and see if this is the only strength. For example, a child isn't doing very well in school and is having a lot of problems. If their only strength in that environment and setting is their participation in sports, you might want to think twice about tying that into a behavioral plan. Because if you have to take that away, you may render them so low that they may not be able to really participate in trying to change their behavior. Some of Seligman's earlier work on positive youth development really talks about this. And as many of you know, Seligman started off with a learned helplessness research paradigm and identified that as a possible cause or explanation for depression. And I think it's the reverse of that, which has led him to talk about the importance of positive youth development. You need some motivation to get going, and taking away a key strength, one of the things that really defines who that person is, can be extremely dangerous. You really need to know what these strengths are so that your treatment plan doesn't end up causing harm. Secondly, if something is working despite everything else seeming to fall apart, wouldn't you want to know what the triggers were and what the conditions were under which that strength appeared? Also, wouldn't you want to know the payoffs that are maintaining those strengths? This can be very helpful in coming up with clues as to what might be a very reasonable treatment plan, and this is a great way for you to use strengths in planning treatment.